Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and pleasant temperatures in Haifa, perfect for being outside and enjoying the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that from Khan Yunis model, threats to ceasefire talks, Israel's rhetoric clashes with reality. Earlier today, a ceasefire revealed, via a Trump post, jars with Israel's wartime stance against Hezbollah. Also, Mariv reports that American politics expert Dr. Kobi Berda has commented on the impacts of Israeli strikes in Lebanon on Trump. According to Berda, Trump put Netanyahu in a very embarrassing light earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew states that Israel's approach in Lebanon has sustained Hezbollah. Earlier today, they noted that neglecting the fundamentals of classical warfare has consequences. Separately, I-24 News reports a Lebanon-Israel ceasefire has taken effect, and Trump signals a possible Iran deal within days. This was reported 8 hours ago. And finally, the U.S. ambassador to Turkey described the 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah as baby steps, according to Al Arabiya English, just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. J Report, a news aggregator, posted just minutes ago that U.S.-Israel struck over 10 000 Iranian targets. This coincided with a Ukrainian drone downing a Russian helicopter. Meanwhile, AJ English announced, also just minutes ago, that it could take about 2 years for the Middle East to recover energy output lost during the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Now, from Al Arabiya Eng, the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barrack, described the current ceasefire as baby steps, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ceasefire talks reported by Ynet, there is a stark contrast between Israel's public rhetoric and the reality of the ceasefire, revealed unexpectedly by a Trump post. According to experts, this could affect Israel's negotiating stance with Hezbollah. The implication for the region is a potential shift in power dynamics. Turning to Dr. Kobi Berda's comments in Mariv, he suggests that Trump's announcement of the ceasefire has put Netanyahu in a difficult position, reflecting on the broader impacts of Israeli military actions in Lebanon. This affects diplomatic relations, especially between the U.S. and Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the strategic missteps in Lebanon. They argue that the failure to follow classical warfare principles has allowed Hezbollah to remain resilient. This raises questions about Israel's long-term defense strategy. And finally, I-24 News' report on the ceasefire and potential Iran deal. The ceasefire took effect earlier today, and Trump hints at an Iran deal on the horizon. This could lead to significant diplomatic shifts in the coming days. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the owner of Haifa Port has become the richest man in Asia following the war with Iran. Gautam Adani has seen growth, while Mukesh Ambani has faced losses due to energy market volatility. Separately, Walla Business notes cautious optimism at the Treasury as the deficit cut to 4.2%. Impressive tax revenue growth and investment performance have boosted the wealth fund for Israeli citizens. And finally, according to Globes, Taboola is laying off 5% of its workforce. This affects about 10,000 employees across Israel, New York, and South America, reflecting challenges in the advertising sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.